Hello, hello, beautiful soul family, and welcome back to the podcast. Maybe welcome for the first time. My name is Emily Marie. I am your host. As always, if you are tuning in for the first time, hey, what is up? Hello, welcome. If you are a returning guest, hey, what is up? Hello, welcome back. I hope you have had a great week. Last week's episode, the week before, are full on energy updates about what we are moving through, the energies that we are currently moving through still, the energies that are lingering from the super full moon in Pisces. But those are very supportive, informative. If you are looking for an energy update today, I'll give, of course, a bit of where we're at energetically and just currently, and we are going to get more into this episode talking about a topic that I have been going back and forth on, really sitting in and having lessons about, I should say, over the last few months. I'm sure a lot, just a current theme of my year. But we will talk a lot about how to create space when we have none at all, when we're at full capacity, when we don't have any energy. What can we do to create space for ourselves when we are working and we don't have the space, when we're taking care of our kids? I don't have kids, but like when you're super busy, when you're over capacity, when you are being pulled every which way, how can you create space for yourself and how can you re-energize yourself a bit, or just give yourself permission to be versus feeling like you have to keep doing all of the things to feel better. So we're gonna go over and I'll share all of my thoughts and my experience on how to create space when we have none at all. This definitely goes right into the current energy right now, as we are headed into, we are in, I should say, the second week of Mercury retrograde, a 4-week period where we are asked to pull our energy in, where we are asked to slow down, and it almost feels like that is really hard to do at times, which is why it is a great time to practice that and strengthen our boundaries around how can we pull our energy in, how can we re-energize ourselves and give ourselves space when everything around us is just feeling super chaotic, especially our external experience. But retrograde season, we're in the thick of about 6 to 7 planets retrograde. Mercury retrograde, always, again, coming in to shake things up. Lots of unexpected experiences, lots of unexpected things popping up into our day to day, which we have to navigate, which we have to move through, takes us away from our regular routine, our regular day to day rituals, our day to day movements. And I know when something unexpected comes up and it takes my full attention away to what's going on in this moment right now, that in itself is a lot. When you have moment after moment like that throughout your day, which is the current energy, definitely, that a lot of us are navigating, it is a lot, and it can feel over capacity, and it can get really overwhelming very quickly. I know when a lot of things pop up into my experience like that as well, a lot of, again, just unexpected things, it feels like a lot of fires to put out at once. It's really easy to spiral and get pulled into an energy of, I have to do this and I have to keep going and I have to figure it out and I have to connect all the dots and I have to know what's happening next, and just get super, it feels very reactive, be super hyper controlling of your experience, needing, again, to know what's happening next, connecting all the dots. There's a safety that comes with knowing what's going to happen. But when things are unexpected and we try to connect the dots and figure it out, in my experience, it feels even more spirally, and it feels a lot more like you're spinning and you're in that rock bottom overcapacity, overwhelmed 24/7. And yes, those are sensations and experiences that will arise, but we can move through them. We don't have to spiral and sit in them. And shit, trust me, I am moving through that. I have experienced this a lot in the past, so I know a lot easier said than done when it comes to pulling your energy out of something, when it comes to slowing down, when it comes from detaching from the external experience and removing your energy from trying to figure things out. It's again, a lot easier said than done to do that. And being in the energy and surrendering and trusting your process, and that is a lot of what we are being called to do right now. So our next check-in will be next week, and that will be the new moon in Virgo on the 14th. How can you just practice this from then until now? We're still in this deep portal, in between energy now through the 29th. The 29th is that last bit of the super full moon cycle we've been in since July 3rd. So a lot of things are wrapping up. We also have the fall equinox on, I believe it's the 22nd, 23rd, that week. And so that's another check-in as we shift seasons from summer to fall. And so for the next 3 weeks, again, we're going to be in this, I'm not going to say it's going to be chaotic the whole way through because we don't have to make it feel that way, but there is going to be a lot of change, a lot of things moving parts, a lot of things still popping up and shifting. And again, when we attach to needing to know what's going to happen next, when things are super uncertain and changing all of the time, we're going to drive ourselves absolutely bonkers. So, how can again we practice this surrender into trusting? How can you use this energy to your advantage? Again, practice pulling your energy in. Use these checkpoints of the 14th, of the 21st through the 23rd, that seasonal shift, and then all the way till the 29th. Trusting your process, trusting in what you can't see. And again, go back to the last two episodes if you want a lot more around how even further you can use the energy that we're navigating, because that's all in those episodes. I will also link below and start linking weekly. I am starting to write again and practice writing. And a fun way for me to do that is give mini energy updates through writing and just a lot of different points. That's what I'm learning about my creativity coming on the podcast and sharing support through here. Writing a lot more like tips come out through writing that way. So this week I have a lot of tips about slowing down. And it's a quick read, but I'll link that below. That's another avenue of support to support you around what we're navigating. The last thing I'll say about this energy, and we'll get into this a lot more next week. I have a very exciting announcement, but this energy is beautiful now through the 29th, is all about integration, all about slowing down, pulling that energy in, integrating a lot of what we've learned and moved through over the past like 4 to 5 years. We are wrapping up a big cycle, and it can go beyond that. I'm sure we can track this cycle even further, but think about I'm thinking personally about 2020, 2017 for me, 2018 was like my own personal awakening that got me into this entire journey and led me to where I am today. Talking about and loving astrology, loving all things personal growth, my personal growth, self-growth experience, sharing my experience and supporting others. So a lot of what I've learned, I'm realizing and reflecting on has been since like 2017, 2020, which is that big world marker when the world shut down in a sense. All of our foundations were super shaken and we really had to and were rebirthed into understanding a lot about ourselves, a lot about our experience and how we operate. And so, a lot is merging from the past 4 to 5 years to right now. We are integrating what we need to move us forward, and it feels like a next chapter, a next evolution, but more than an evolution, this next chapter that we're stepping into collectively, individually. So it's a beautiful time to, again, stop, pause, pull your energy in when you can, reflect on your growth, reflect on how far you've come. When we reflect, it gives us space between where we've been and where we're going. Again, that space of integration. It allows our body to release energy that no longer serves us from the years past. And there's so many different avenues of support that way, that are coming, helping you to release through the body, at least spaces I'm going to hold. There's a lot of practices that I share in all capacities. So without getting too far into that, this is a beautiful time to reflect and give yourself that space, that grace, acceptance of your experience, and most importantly, celebrating your growth, honoring your journey. You've come really far. You are such a different human from a year ago, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. You've learned so much. You have much different perspectives. You know how to get through, especially like, think of the shit you're going through right now. A year ago self, 2, 3, 4 to 5 year ago self, you would have been moving through this stuff in such a different way. Celebrate how far you've come. Honor your journey. Give yourself this space before stepping into what it feels like, again, this next chapter. Not, again, only going to help your mind get more on board with what's going on. It's going to allow your body to get on board with what's going on, connecting your mind and your body, creating that space. So, lots more in next week's episode. I am going to take a quick sip of water, a few breaths. I invite you to maybe take a pause a moment yourself. We're going to take a mini break, do whatever you need. But we are going to, after, get into the juice of today's episode, which is how to create space when you have none at all. All right, y'all, welcome back. Maybe you are just tuning into this piece of the episode, so maybe just welcome to this piece of the episode. But we are going to dive in. We are going to have a conversation about how to create space when you have none at all. What does this mean? I tapped on it a little bit in the beginning, but again, if you're just joining us, the first thing I feel like is important in this conversation is, what is space? Space to me means having capacity, having energy, just not feeling super stressed out, overwhelmed, anxious, like you're in that spiral type of energy. How to create that feeling of space. And then when you have none at all is like when you don't have the time, when you don't have the energy, when you don't have the capacity, when you, your job, like I've had days and weeks where I've worked like over 70, 60, maybe 70 is exaggerating, but I don't think so. I've worked so much overtime in 1 week, day after day after day. There's been like a straight month where I worked in the restaurant, no days off. Then when you think about, I think about, and I'll reflect a lot more in next week's episode, but just being an entrepreneur, and I used to Uber Eats for my income. I used to do like just super, all of these things. I never had space. I was going and I'm doing all of the time. Right now, I work 40 hours a week, a great job that has great boundaries, which is exactly what I manifested. So I do have a lot more space in that capacity. But like, as a human, as we all go through so much shit during our day to day. Like, job is one aspect, relationship one aspect, figuring out ourselves and our own experience. I mean, right now what's taking up a lot of space is I'm creating more habits and consistency around the like things I don't want to do, which is my relationship with money and taking care of my house and doing the mundane activities like cooking and grocery shopping and staying consistent with that being and creating a lot of, again, just better habits in my sense around that. Thinking about what's next, just like, again, going down the rabbit hole of all of that. Plus, everyone is unique as to their own capacity as well. Yes, we go through all of our shit in the day to day, but then you individually, like, I'm learning a lot about this too right now, is what we've been through in our past, our trauma and our experience and what we've healed through and moved from, but like what we hold on to from our past creates what type of capacity we go through in our day to day as well. So like connecting the dots here and talking through it, a lot of our trauma and our triggers that are triggered in our day to day experience and wherever we are at in our journey with that, that can stop us dead in our tracks, and that can feel like we have no capacity at all. And when we hit that and trauma is triggered within the body, it's our literal nervous system that needs resetting. It's our body that needs resetting. And that takes time. Our processes are so different than other people. And so that, I think, is all just important to share as we start this conversation about how do we create space? What is space? What are the factors that contribute to that? One time when I was working at the restaurant, I had a customer who shared something with me that like really sparked this conversation. So this has been really stirring in my brain for months. But she said, "What is your bottom? You need to know your capacity." And I think that's a great way. I'm going to share a lot more like tips and tricks that I've learned along the way, but that's a great way to, again, start this conversation on space and how to create space when you don't have any at all. The first thing you need to know is, what is your bottom? What is your capacity? Not over giving, overdoing, knowing when, okay, I've overgiven, I've overdone enough, I'm at my bottom, I can't give any more. That space, and then getting curious about that, like, why are you, this is me talking to me, why are you a people pleaser? Why do you continue to give when you have no energy? That goes back to trauma and your experience. Where did that come from? When did that start? And again, your relationship, that can go very deep, but getting curious about that, creating awareness around, well, what is my capacity? Where do I continue to hit my bottom? And, you know, why do I go past that? I realize when I go past my capacity, when I have no space and I continue to just push past that having no space, and I spiral further and further into like, fuck this, fuck that. I spiral into like a lot of resentment around others around me. I start to blame other people for how I feel. I start to get really angry and nasty. I'm thinking about my partner, Kevin, who's with me, like, in all of the things that I do. I get so mean and gross, and just like, I start to resent and get resentful about my experience, and it's just an icky feeling. Then cue the spiral of, after that, when I come to acceptance of like, ick, is the self-shame, the self-guilt, the self like judgment that comes with that loop, which only takes away more capacity, which only takes and leaks my energy and takes away more space. So knowing your bottom, which is a huge boundary, that's beautiful awareness. And sometimes, again, in my experience, I've learned you do have to hit your rock bottom to understand, okay, this is my bottom. And that's where a lot of boundaries are formed, is like, I don't want this anymore. This doesn't feel good. I am over this. I know that feeling sucks, and that feeling of like being in the fuck of it sucks. In the fuck of it, that's new. In like the thick of it, in the fuck of it. And in that place, when you finally, and you know what I'm talking about, that place of like, okay, I can't anymore. And eventually you do reset, and eventually you do come out of it, and eventually you do climb back out. That is your bottom, you know, not allowing yourself to get there the next time. Learning from how you got there, not allowing yourself to go back to that place. And yes, you probably will. I have, I do. But that's beautiful awareness to start to draw new boundaries around, okay, I don't want this, I'm gonna move forward. And so that's definitely tip number one. What is your bottom? Knowing your capacity. We just talked a little bit about that loop of self-judgment, self-shame, self-guilt. When you get into that place of not having space and not having energy, I so many times, and I heard this the other day from one of the people I work with, I was like, well, you know, when is the last time that you moved your body? Maybe moving your body will help you get the energy out. And she's like, I literally just don't have energy. I want to do that, but I don't have any energy to do that. There is so much like judgment and shame and guilt and self-inflicted judgment, shame, and guilt that pops up when you have no energy, but you feel like you literally do need to keep showing up to things, right? And then when you're done showing up to the things that need your attention during the day, it's like all you want to do is sleep. All you want to do is do nothing. All you want to do is veg out. All you want to do is watch TV, scroll on your phone. All you want to do is eat, like all of those things. All of you want to do is, and I go back to sleep and just do nothing. So connecting all of the dots here, it is so easy when you have no energy to leak your energy even more through shaming yourself, guilting yourself, judging yourself for again, not having the energy to do more things, to have more energy to get more things done. So that is very sneaky, and I invite you to become more aware of when that comes up in your experience, when, again, you just don't feel like you have any space. Realizing where you're guilting yourself, you're shaming yourself, you're judging yourself for not having enough energy to do something. Cut that shit off, as lovingly as I can say that, because that is a huge energy leak. And that tip is definitely like an overall tip that connects to all of the things when we talk about this overall umbrella, because it just connects to all of the things we do, that internal conversation that is so real and so judgmental and so overcritical, and it's very looped in and intensified right now as we move through Mercury retrograde in Virgo. Virgo is all about the daily habits, routines, like getting things done, valuing ourselves in production and doing. Mercury is that internal voice, that communication. Virgo is also very analytical, detail-oriented, logical. And so I know I was raised, we're all raised, Jesus and capitalism in this society, in produce, and do more, and achieve, and our value is so looped into those things. It's so easy to judge ourselves. That's why it's so fucking easy to judge ourselves, because we grew up that way. We were taught that way. It's our job to decondition that. And it's a very powerful tool in awareness to have when you don't have the space and you don't have the energy to remove that shame and guilt and be like, you know what? Like, I don't have the energy. I don't have the capacity. I know that this is my bottom. I don't have room for anything else. And when you rest, and these are my next set of tips, like resting, totally allowing yourself to sleep, not guilting yourself for that. If you can sleep and know that that sleep is actually restoring you versus feeling lazy, that sleep will restore you versus leak your energy even more. It's going to support you to feel more space. But it's definitely a fine line, especially to start working with this, is, and it'll take practice, but to not feel lazy for needing more sleep or needing more rest. Your body needs space. Your body needs room to process what goes on in your day to day when things happen so fast, which is as they are right now and have felt like for a really long time, and we don't give ourselves the space. Sleeping is like a huge tool to process without us actually needing to process. Our body is going to process the emotions for us. And as I'm talking, a big tip before you even, or tool you can use before going into sleep, is setting the intention, like, body, just process these emotions for me. Like, during this sleep cycle, allow me to restore my energy, allow me to process these things, allow me to gain more clarity without having to do any more work, trusting that that's going to happen, and it will. So resting without guilt, that's a huge thing. A huge tool, I should say, I use to create space when I have none at all. Rest without guilt, intentionally unplugging. I wrote down here, intentionally unplugging, intentional isolation, intentional detachment. So when we don't have space and when we don't have energy, we already are going into more of that hermit mode, more of that introvert, more of pulling our energy, not texting anyone, not responding to anyone. I know I've been in that spiral of depression and feeling so fucking guilty, and for weeks feeling so guilty for not having energy to respond to anybody, feeling super guilty for detaching or isolating or unplugging, and I just continued to spin and spin in that energy, which leaked my energy even more versus giving myself space. So giving yourself permission to intentionally unplug. If you don't have energy to do shit after work or after taking care of your kids, like, don't beat yourself up for scrolling on your phone. Don't beat yourself up for watching TV. Don't beat yourself up for needing to just go to sleep. Don't beat yourself up for not having the perfect lunch set up the next day. I'm thinking about all of the moms out there. Don't beat yourself up for literally vegging out. That's intentionally, if you can shift your mindset around, this is my intentional time to literally detach and do nothing, versus guilting yourself over, fuck, I'm scrolling again, or I'm doing this again. Again, there's a balance and there's a fine line, but when you have no energy at all, there's no need to add extra energy leakage in guilting yourself and shaming yourself for just fuck unplugging. So use that shift of, this is intentional, like, detachment. Isolation is a strong one. I don't know if I like that word, but intentionally, like, pulling your energy in, spending time with yourself. I have written down here, like, again, if you can't respond and don't have the energy to respond to somebody, if they really are, you know, your friend or someone that cares about you, they're going to understand that you don't have the energy in that moment. You don't have to over-explain yourself. If you can't respond, don't respond. And I know it's hard because trust me, healing people pleaser here, people pleasing. Oh, I need to respond. They need to know, you know, right away I care about them or I'm thinking about them. But like, if you don't have the energy, it's okay. I spent so many weeks not responding and feeling so fucking guilty over it. And again, it just kept me feeling like I didn't have any space and kept me trapped and feeling super spiral, super overwhelmed, super overcapacity. And I continued to push, you know, going back to that first question, pushing down that bottom. I didn't even know my bottom. Like, I just continued to push it down even further and spiral because I didn't know, you know, okay, I don't have capacity for this anymore. Putting your phone, I just started this last week, actually. I didn't hate. But when people have their phone on do not disturb, it's actually such a good practice. You don't get pinged with messages. It feels really good on the nervous system to not, like, feel that all day. I know for work, I don't know if there's any corporate girlies that listen or whatever your work is, maybe even like social media, but and you know, maybe you're an entrepreneur and that is, you do social media, taking that do not disturb so those notifications don't come up. I have Slack for work, whatever form you use for your work communication. I used to have the, not necessarily notifications, because when I was doing a lot of social media and that was a lot of what I was doing in my day to day, I learned to take the notifications off my phone so I wasn't checking them constantly and I wasn't being super like, oh, what did they say or what happened here. So I learned through that, but taking notifications off of your work, didn't have that on it, but fully removing, you know, and putting it on silent and silencing those. I don't know if you can, yeah, you can silence all of your notifications for social media. Anyways, long story short, silencing your notifications, don't allow those to pop up. That's actually really supportive in creating space when you have none at all. So yeah, putting that phone on do not disturb, that goes along with that. Another tool that I talk about all of the time that y'all know that I love is journaling, brain dumping. When you don't have any space and it just feels like everything is going on inside of you, if you have the time, and it can be like literally 2 minutes, grabbing a piece of paper, grabbing your journal, just writing everything out that is going on in your brain. It doesn't have to make sense. Getting it onto a piece of paper, that's going to create just a little more space when you feel like you don't have the capacity. You can even do it in your notes. I can't tell you how many times I've put on my voice note and I've just talked it out, and you know, no one needs to see it, no one needs to hear it, no one needs to read it, but it's just me allowing my fucking like blabber in my head to get out, and I feel a little less crazy, I feel a little deeper breath, I feel a little more space after that happens. And so using that as a tool. One of the next tips I have written down is literally reminding myself it's going to pass. I've learned too many times what happens if I try to force it. And this goes into, I'm sure we talked about this a little already, but trying to force what's next, trying to figure out what's next, trying to connect all of the dots. I've used this metaphor before, but when you get your knees over your skis, trying to figure out what happens next, you put your knees over your skis, you try to connect the dots when you don't, again, have the capacity, or so many things are changing at once, that's just going to leak your energy. Reminding yourself, whatever you're moving through is going to pass. You don't have to figure everything out. In fact, when you don't have the capacity, trying to understand what's going to happen next is only going to leak your energy further, which goes into my next point I have here, learning to find peace in the uncomfiness of uncertainty. Sometimes when we have no energy, it just is fucking what it is. We can't force it. We can't try to figure it out, and learning to find peace within that, learning to not guilt yourself or shame yourself or judge yourself for not knowing what's going to happen next. I heard somewhere the other day, and it's everywhere, but reality is uncertainty. Learning to find, you know, peace within the uncertainty, peace within your reality, peace within whatever you're moving through in your journey. And that goes hand in hand with, yeah, things are going to be shitty, and like, it's the human experience, and we were brought here not to just be all love and light. We were brought here to definitely shine our love and light, but to understand, like, we don't have to have it on all the time. We are going to go through shit. And how do we navigate that? What is our capacity through that? Sometimes it just is what it is, and that is okay. And I have found the more you can draw your awareness back to like that and that understanding and letting it pass, the more fluid it will feel. You won't feel again so in that spiral for that long. Things will pass, things will shift. You will feel that space create after you feel like you didn't have any at all. And it will come. It's going to be that expansion after the contraction. And one of the last tips and tricks, I mean, I'm sure I could go on, and I'd love to hear from you. That is definitely one of my asks, is like, I'd love to hear from you guys. And there's going to be more next week on places where we can connect more and where we can tag the episode and we can have more conversation. But like, what, you know, as you're hearing this conversation, what works for you? Do you have any tips or tricks on how to create space when you don't have any space at all? And so I want to hear, you know, how you feel about it. What's coming up for you as you hear this? What tools support you to navigate those spaces of just like blech? That is definitely my intention, always has been, of this space, is community, conversation. I want to hear what you think too. Without getting too far into that, I will wrap it up here with my last little tip that definitely has been one that I have been working with a lot more recently that has been supporting me, but dropping people pleasing. We've talked about that a few times during this episode. Dropping, you know, how can you create space when you don't have any at all? Not worrying about what other people are doing, their journeys, pulling your energy out of other people and trying to, again, figure out what they're doing, trying to change their perception, trying to get them to see something in your light. People are only going to understand you at their perception of reality. It's going to only waste your energy and diminish your capacity if you're leaking your energy, trying to being mad that they don't understand how you understand something, being mad they aren't doing something in a way that you feel like they should be doing it. So pulling your energy out of other people's journeys, not needing to, again, people please, and making sure you take care of yourself first before taking care of another person. It's easier said than done, but it has been a very supportive practice for me. Anytime over the past few weeks here, I've realized that I've been really upset with someone else, or like getting pulled into what someone else is thinking, or trying to figure out what they're thinking or figuring out, I'm like, okay, whoa, I'm catching myself doing this. I'm gonna take a deep breath, rewire. I actually don't care what they're doing. I actually don't care what they need to do. I actually don't care, you know, about their process. And I'm not saying that in I don't care about people. It's more supporting me to create those boundaries around I need to care about me and pull my energy in. So I feel like that was actually not super all over the place. Like I always say, this was, would you believe it or not? It's been, I think this podcast I birthed in 2017. I could be so wrong. It might have been 2019. We'll check into that on next week's episode for sure, as we'll be reflecting, which is, again, the energy right now is a beautiful time to reflect, slow things down. But would you believe if this is the first time I ever actually like wrote things out on a piece of paper, to stay a little more organized? There's a lot of changes I'm moving through my creativity around here. Lots of rebirth energy. Again, tune in next week to hear a lot more about what is rebirthing in my life, rebirthing around here. But I actually feel like that was pretty organized for me. But we will wrap up today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope you can find support from it. If you do find value and support in any way, I do ask, please share it with, your soul family, with your people, anyone else you feel like could use it, could feel supported by it, could find value from it. If you want to leave a review on the podcast, please be my guest. Go for a review. I would love that as well. And then again, a lot more on where we can connect and share more and talk more and build community around all of these conversations had on the podcast. That will come next week. But let's connect. Tell me what you think. I would love to hear that. I would love to, again, hear what you took away from this episode, from any episode that I do. But I will link all of the things below. I am Emily Marie, is where you can find me on Instagram. I think that's the best place to have conversations. And yeah, from here, I hope that you have a beautiful rest of your week. I hope that you remember what an amazing job that you are doing in your day to day, especially if you feel like you should be doing more, if you don't have the energy and you wish you did, and you wish you had more. There's a reason you don't feel that right now. There's a reason you don't feel capacity. There's a reason you feel like you can't do anything. We are kind of being forced to do nothing, to rest, to reset, to integrate, to understand what our capacity even is, to set new boundaries around that of what we need and how we can nourish ourself. When almost nothing works, like, okay, well, what do we need? We need to stop shaming ourselves, stop guilting ourselves, stop judging ourselves for not having energy. So, all of the things, go back to the past two episodes about more about the energy. Use all of the tips from today. With all of this being said, I am sending you so much love. Until next week, until next Thursday, you freaking got this.